This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Now, the leader of Britain's doctors, Mark Porter, has launched an attack on the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, saying he's peddled myths about doctors' workloads, and 9 in 10 consultants already work nights and weekends on top of their regular working week. Dr. Mark Porter is with us now. Hello to you.
Hello.
Good evening, Mark. Philip Blond's with us too, the Director of Res Publica, think tank in the centre-right, focused on tackling social problems. Hello, Philip.
Hi, good evening.
Good to have you with us. So, Mark, you say that Hunt has demoralised the NHS workforce. How can you stand over that?
Well, I think anyone who's been looking at the newspapers or listening to what's going on over the last few weeks would be forgiven for concluding that consultants and indeed the entire NHS shuts up shop at weekends. We always knew that nothing could be further from the truth, and this survey that we've done about consultant working practices shows the actual truth as to what consultants are doing in order to prop up the service at nights, at weekends, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think one of the key things to remember here is that we are not the only people doing this. Of course we're not. We work embedded in a National Health Service that serves patients at all times. And it was so heartening a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure a lot of people noticed that after the comments about a five-day NHS and so forth, we were followed by a Twitter storm over the weekend with NHS staff, including consultants, junior doctors, nurses, therapists and everybody else, tweeting from all over the country about their weekend shifts and the way that they were working with patients. And the reason we did the survey was to get to the truth behind the sort of myths that have been peddled, that we go home at weekends and aren't concerned with patients. That's never been true.
So when we talk about consultants working nights and weekends, is that NHS work they're doing or private work?
NHS work.
And not private work?
I'm not saying that people don't do private work at some time. A number of consultants do. It's a relatively small proportion these days. But what the survey that we've put out and the focus of everything that we're talking about with the government is about work for the patients of the National Health Service. That has always been first and foremost in the minds of NHS consultants.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of the top lines here, Mark. It's broad, certainly at my first reading, because when I tried to find some detail in this, the BMA survey finds that 9 in 10 consultants work evenings and weekends on top of their working week. Well, how many evenings? How many nights a week?
Well, the experience varies by specialty. I happen to be a consultant to the National Health Service myself, and as it happens, in the last year, I've worked substantial parts of 14 weekends. I'm working this coming Sunday on the emergency list, and that's not unusual for me, or indeed for many other consultants. The point is, of course, that consultants are doing on-call services for patients in order to be able to provide those services for much longer hours than if we were simply doing shifts. In other words, if you put a consultant on call for the weekend, they might have to go in for 6 or 10 hours when patients need them. You put them in the hospital for the entire weekend, and for most of the time, it's actually wasted time where a patient doesn't need them and we could be doing something else, saving that time for when patients particularly need it. But that's a detail as to how work is organised. The fundamental point behind this is that 9 out of 10 consultants are providing that work for patients at nights and weekends.
So when you say consultants are working, I'm not trying to pass an opinion here. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. When you say that consultants are working nights and weekends, does that mean on call? Or does that actually mean they've had to go into work?
Sometimes it means on call, and the experience of on call is that one is usually having to go in at some point. But it also means shifts. I mentioned this coming Sunday that I'm working. That's a 12-hour shift. Consultants in emergency departments are working shifts this weekend, as are consultants on labour ward.
But it is too broad, this, isn't it? It's too broad to call working, sitting in the house on call, and you might not get a call.
I don't think it's too broad at all, because remember that what we're doing is providing services for patients who present acutely unwell over the weekend. Nobody can say that when we're in there operating on patients, anaesthetising them, doing cardiac catheters, seeing them through emergency departments and delivering their babies, we're not looking after them.
Of course not. But surely a more helpful survey, Mark, would be one that actually tells us how often the proportion of time when doctors are on call that they actually have to work.
Well,
it actually
says in the survey how many hours during a typical on-call period we do have to work. That turns out to be 3 hours when you're on overnight and 6 hours when you're on over the weekend.
But how many days on call do you not have to come in at all? I couldn't find that in this.
It varies by specialty. For some people it would be about half, for other people it would be considerably less. And of course for the increasing number of consultants who are joining other doctors in working shifts, for example in emergency department and labour ward, there is no such thing as not being resident on call.
Philip?
Yeah, I mean, I think let's begin from the fact that there is clearly a problem at weekends, which everybody acknowledges. The figures from NHS England say that 6,000 more people die at weekends than should if they were subjected to the same, how can one put it, care that they get on a weekday. So I think there's clearly a problem. And I think the attempt by Jeremy Hunt to get seven-day working is needed. I mean, think of Morecambe Bay, where those 11 children died. And part of the patient's perspective is actually they couldn't get hold of a consultant because none was available. And I think that if you ask hospitals are clear that one of the reasons they can't move to seven-day working is they can't get the consultants to turn up or come in. Now, I don't want to again say I'm sure Dr. Porter's right about the survey, but I suppose the problem I have is that if they're already doing this level of work, the government is only asking doctors to sign a new contract that say they work one in four weekends. That is just 13 weekends a year actually turn up. So there's a kind of illogical problem here. Either they're not turning up and getting this contract is a real problem because it's forcing them to turn up, or they are turning up, in which case it's not a problem. And so I find it difficult to understand why the BMA are opposing a contract that asks consultants to turn up, because I think the evidence from hospitals and the evidence from patients is one of the factors why we have a much higher death rate at the weekend is absence of sufficient consultant cover. Now, well, no doubt there are other factors as well.
Well, and Mark Porter, I think the Department of Health statement elaborates on this. They say the BMA can't have it both ways. If most consultants do work weekends, why are they objecting to removing the right to opt out of weekend work?
We're not. What we want to do, and what we've always said, both in public and in private, which is always the best thing to do, is that we want to replace the weekend opt-out with proper protections for consultants and for patients, so that, for example, if we're working all night on a patient, we don't also have to work the entire day shift the next day as well. The problem we faced all along is that the government's refusal to acknowledge that consultants actually do seven-day services for the NHS has blinded them to the need to protect patients by actually not overworking consultants who are frankly being burned out by the amount of work that is currently being done in the NHS.
I've spoken to the health secretary about this directly, and he acknowledges and has always acknowledged that doctors work 7 days a week, and he acknowledges and has always acknowledged consultants do work at weekends. So I think that's a spurious claim actually that they don't. I mean, look, we're an independent think tank, and I think that what the health secretary is trying to do is create a health service that actually meets our needs. And I think what he's trying to do, for instance, with GPs, where he's saying we need to raise the status of GPs, we need GPs to be able to spend more time with patients, to be able to fulfill their vocation, is defending the role of doctors. So I think the tone of Dr. Porter's attack is misplaced. I think what all he's asking from the perspective of patients is that there's adequate consultant cover, and that they, as a government, who after all are responsible for ensuring high qualities of care, and we know there's been all manner of egregious events in the NHS, all they're asking for is one in four weekends with consultants definitively in. And we know from hospitals and we know
that
from...
That doesn't sound like a lot, Mark Porter, does it? No. One in four weekends, a consultant definitely in.
And many consultants already work one in four weekends definitely in.
So what would be wrong with
the
problem?
The problem we've got here...
What would be wrong with signing the contract that makes sure that happens then?
The problem we've got here is that that's not what we're being asked to sign up to. We're being asked to abandon all the protections against overwork that are in there. They're not very good ones, they're outdated and they need moving beyond. We want to discuss a safer service with the government. We've been told, We cannot do that. We must only sign away the contract. In addition to that, the British Medical Journal has put in a Freedom of Information request asking, what is this 7-day service we've been asked to sign up to? We've been officially told that we're not allowed to know. Now, that's the debate okay. I'd like to get into about how to improve services
for patients.
But, Mark,
just for clarity, so the BMA would have no objection to signing up to consultants having to work 1 and 4 weekends, would it?
I need to point out to you, yet again, that consultants already work nights and weekends, and many consultants work at about that level.
It's
not about signing up to something that is proposed like that. We want to discuss the parameters of a safer and better service, the support services that need to be in place to support consultants, other doctors, nurses and therapists who are working at weekends presently. We want to discuss that with the government. All we see is headlines saying that we don't work at weekends. It is almost impossible to discuss a better service when that is all we get.
But Mark, your answer to me is caveated.
Yes.
Can I just repeat?
It's caveated by the need for patient safety.
It's not, Mark. Because when I asked the question, if the BMA would have an objection to every consultant signing up to at least 1 in 4 weekends where they have to be in. You twice now have said, well, most consultants do about that. So let's just be completely precise here. Would the BMA have any objection to every consultant in the country signing up to being in at least 1 in every 4 weekends?
Yes, but the reason for that is you're asking the wrong question. It would be facile, for example, to ask consultants who are on call for occasional outbreaks of infectious diseases to be in a hospital when there is no infectious disease, to take one example. What we want to do is to discuss changing our contract in the way that the government is asking, in return for safeguards for patients that they refuse to talk about. That's what consultants want to do because it's what patients need. The ability to protect patients from consultants having to work literally 24 or 36 hours on a go, which is what happens at present.
No one wants to be treated by a consultant who's been working their 35th hour.
I completely agree with Dr. Porter on this. I think that nobody wants that, and I think the BMA are right to try to ensure that consultants aren't exhausted. But I suspect that isn't what the government wants either. And I'm not sure that their refusal to talk about contracts is a result of the government wanting to ensure that consultants work double shifts. That's not my understanding, and that's not at all. Here's the problem, just before you go. Here's the problem. We know more people die at weekends. We know that if your mother or your grandmother goes in at the weekend, there's a much greater chance that she won't make it through. And we know that part of the reason for that is the consultants aren't available. And I'm sorry, but I think the health secretary is right to try to ensure patient safety such that consultants are...
I'll let you very briefly, Mark, respond to that.
Absolutely. We feel that we need a good, safe and better service at weekends. We know that consultants, along with other members of staff in the NHS, are working flat out within the allowable working hours in order to try to provide that. But we also know there's a better way of doing it. And that's what we want to discuss. This whole thing has been made difficult because it's turned into a fight about saying we have to have something from people who aren't doing anything, when in fact we're the backbone of the service. We want to discuss a safe service because we are already 9 out of 10 consultants are already working nights and weekends for patients. I mean, frankly, that's what we come into this to do. None of us came into this thinking we'd have weekends free for the rest of our lives. I never did. Nobody else does. But we want to make sure that as demands upon the health service increase as the years go by, we're able to deliver that commitment to patients in a safe way.
Mark, thank you very much indeed. Philip, thank you. 7 minutes to 11.